What would you call the kind of bird that can see in the dark? Sits on a tree and sits up?
Owl.
Okay. And what would you call the little owl with a very shrill voice? Screech owl, have you heard of that?
I don't think so.
Okay. How about one that has a deep voice? It's a bigger owl.
Hoot owl.
Okay. And the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
That's not a squirrel.
This is the kind of bird.
Oh, yes.
You know, they cling to the side of the tree and they go...
I know. Shoo. I can't even think of... have a long cane beard that does that. A woodpecker.
Okay. Let's see. Have you ever heard it called... what would you call the big one? A bigger woodpecker. Do you have any special name for the... Yeah, the little tiny ones and then the real big ones.
Yeah, but I'm just not real familiar with birds.
Okay. How about the animal that's black and white and has a very powerful smell?
Oh, the skunk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is one term for any kind of animal that may come and raid a chicken house.
And I've heard of that, too. I don't think I know, though.
Varmint?
Well, I'm not familiar with that too much. I guess I was thinking of another one that I had heard. It might be that same one. It might have a different name.
Okay. How about the little bushy-tailed animal that runs up and down trees? You already mentioned it too.
Squirrel.
Okay. And can you tell me about any different kinds of squirrels that you know about around here?
I don't know the different names of them, but I know they're different in color and different in size. Some of them are a little speckly, and that's the kind they said that can get to be like pets. Because we had one outside that simply because it he got so familiar, you know, we started would throw out some bread, you know, a slice of bread, you know, because... And they were saying, well, you ought not to feed him because he'll continue to come back. And it's the kind that they say will make pets. And the other kind are real wild, and they are darker, like color and all. And they, you know, they run from you.
Are they bigger?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is another animal you may be talking about. It sort of looks like a squirrel. Now, they don't climb trees. They usually have little burrows in the ground, and they're tiny.
And maybe that was what I was thinking of. But they're chipmunks, aren't they?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. And can you tell me about all the kinds of fish that you know about around here?
The fish that that you eat?
If you went fishing.
Oh, well, the buffalo and cat and the kind that I particularly like, the friends that they have a camper. And when we go out, they do the fishing. But I like the water, but I don't fish, and they used to get what I like most is the one called the crappies.
Oh, can you describe those to me? Somebody else has mentioned those.
Crappies? They're the best kind because they don't get very large, and they're the kinds that they don't have a lot of bone in them at all.
And what do they look like?
They're kind of white, kind of grayish-like. As far as I can remember, and they don't get too big.
And what are the buffalo fish?
Well, a buffalo, most of the time, they're real big fish, and they have a lot of bone in them, and they are sort of yellowish-like.
Okay. What do pearls grow in? This is a little animal that lives out in the sea.
Oysters.
Mm-hmm. And what things croak around a pond at night?
Toads.
They're green.
Yeah,
frogs?
Yeah, frogs.
Okay, and what do you call the big ones?